Cheney destroys satellite in space. 20th of January 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. A secure Arby's restaurant, Minnesota, adding a new twist to global arms tensions. United States Vice President Dick Cheney launched himself into space today, destroying a Chinese satellite on his way. Amazingly, reports indicate that Mr. Cheney used no rocket fuel or solid fuel booster of any kind, and in fact shot himself into orbit using only his own bad temper. Mr. Cheney took off from undisclosed location number 62, an Arby's in Duluth, Minnesota at 3:14 Eastern Standard Time. Reports indicate that moments before the launch, Mr. Cheney had purchased a bacon, beef, and cheddar sandwich. Said the Vice President's press secretary, Leah Ann McBride, quote, "It has come to my attention that the Vice President ordered his sandwich specifically without pickles. However, when he sat down, there were, in fact, pickles. Listen, the Vice President has a short fuse, and if you piss him off, you can really explode. I'm not surprised he went up like that. I've seen him blow before, just never that high. And the fact that he hit a Chinese satellite is really, to us, just gravy," unquote. Reaction from the Chinese government was swift and furious. Chinese ambassador to the UN, Xia Zhukang, condemned the vice president, saying, quote, "The great nation of China will not stand idly by while our sovereign property is destroyed by the actions of the rogue imperialist running dog Cheney. Perhaps it is our Buddhist philosophy, or maybe it is because we are more reasonable people. But no one in China is capable of simply launching themselves into orbit, propelled only by their attitude. Yet," unquote. Xia Zhukang also noted that it was now a top priority for China to figure out how Mr. Cheney launched himself, copy it, produce many thousands of knockoff launchings, all without paying for the copyright. Indeed, international experts analyzing the situation have noticed a sentiment not just in China's government, but among the Russians, Indians, and Israelis as well, saying they now suffer of something of a temper gap. Weapons expert Wilhelm Ross said, quote, "This is a new arms race. All the nations are now competing to see who can be the second to piss off one of their own citizens sufficiently to send them into orbit. It is tough, however, as Cheney is such a natural that it will be hard to match," unquote. Press Secretary Lee Ann McBride ended with something of a triumphalist note, quote, "There are those who say that the Vice President is thin-skinned. Well, perhaps, but only metaphorically. How else could he stand re-entering the atmosphere at 1,000 miles per hour, where temperatures will exceed 1,000 degrees Kelvin, and live to tell the tale? Sounds like pretty thick skin to me," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.